Ladies and gentlemen, the Personnel Commission meeting for January 23rd, 2018 is now called to order. So I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Scott Herring.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham representing Personnel Commission. We have a representative from the City Attorney's Office and a representative from the Water Department. We have a representative and the appellant number 2018-1. And we have a representative from the Human Resources Department for the City of San Bernardino.
Our first item for today is public comments. If anybody would like to make a comment, I don't see any slips or any people, so we'll move on to item AB, announcement by members of the Personnel Commission and staff. Do we have any announcements? No announcements. Moving on to item AC, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions.
No additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to discuss this item?
So moves here.
Okay, second.
Second.
All in favor? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A2, a request to schedule a hearing in the matter of the dismissal of appellant 2018-1, Water Department.
I believe that we have an agreement to set the hearing for February 26, 2018.
26?
The 26th.
At what time?
It would be at what time? 9 a.m.
Well, it would be right after our meeting, so.
So the 26th, so.
We used to do it at 9:30, but everything's changed.
Yeah. So the proposal had been to move it rather than our normally scheduled meetings, which would be on Tuesdays, to move it to Monday the 26th, as this does involve the Water Department. And I believe that there will be witnesses coming from the Water Department, and it conflicts with their board meeting, which is on Tuesday. So the request had been to consider moving it to a Monday hearing, which would be February the 26th, starting at 9 o'clock. Would that work for the commission?
I know it'll work for me.
Yes.
Yeah, you could make that work.
Yes, it should work.
And our counselors?
We're available.
And then if and then if additional time would be needed, then we would move into the 27th if necessary for additional testimony.
I'm sorry, was it 9 o'clock, did you say?
Yes.
9 a.m.
And you think it should be a one-day hearing?
Should be a one-day, yeah. Okay.
So 9 to 5, potentially is a full day.
Good. That was a real easy one, wasn't it? Okay, so let's see, to be sure, it's going to be on
Monday, February the 26th.
Monday, 2/26.
Beginning at 9 a.m.
Okay, wonderful. And that clears up item A2.
Okay,
it's easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We appreciate your time. If you need any assistance, please call us.
Okay, great. Moving on to item A3, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Our next item is item A4, a staff report.
So I just wanted to take a moment and give you an update. I know we've talked about this briefly at our prior meeting. Of course, we're still in the process of charter implementation. Forgive me. Everybody on the table. We're still in the process of fully implementing the charter that requires a series of changes in our municipal code to make sure that all of those are in alignment. Specifically, we're working on all of our boards and commissions right now, and that will include the Personnel Commission. So we took some initial steps back in May of last year to make sure that we had incorporated within Chapter 2.50 of the Municipal Code that's specific to the Personnel Commission, the parameters and requirements relative to disciplinary hearings in alignment with the Charter. But the pieces that we have not set yet is qualification requirements for those that serve on the Personnel Commission. Terms of office have not been set. Right now you were appointed for an indefinite period of time pending council taking action to kind of determine what your period of appointment would be. So that's one of the things that would need to be incorporated. And then a discussion in terms of regular meetings. This commission, under the charter, its sole responsibility is to hear requests for disciplinary appeal matters. So in that case, we don't necessarily have to have a regularly scheduled meeting, but meetings can be called upon the need. So as we receive a request for a hearing, then we would call simply a personnel commission meeting, special meeting of the commission at that time. So that's something that I wanted to bring forward for your consideration and discussion today, to see if you had any thoughts on any of those things. We had, for consistency's sake, we are looking to establish four-year terms for the Personnel Commission, which would be consistent with what the Library Board is doing now and what's intended for our Board of Building Commissioners and some of the other at-large commissions that serve the community at large versus having representatives on each board. So I would certainly welcome your thoughts on that, welcome your thoughts on a discussion of not having a regularly scheduled meeting of the commission and just calling them on an as-needed basis, possibly with a time, generally speaking, that we would identify would be our normal time that we would call those special meetings. That would eliminate the need for us to post and send cancellation notices every 2 weeks, etc. So
I do think it's important to have like maybe just a, like two, I know Tuesdays, I always keep those Tuesdays free, but if we're going to pick a different date, that's fine. But
okay.
You know, it just helps us schedule it.
Right.
A just month ahead, you know, like a couple of months ahead.
Yeah.
On things. So,
and I know one of the important things is the Water Department having the meeting on the same day with us, which really affects Steve here because he has both his assignments. So possibly, since Tuesdays are good, if the board would, I would say, consider maybe the first or third Thursday of every month, depending if we need a special meeting or not. Because that workload on top of everything else that's going on for our representative here in City Hall is very important. And that would free some time up for her where she wouldn't be bogged down with something she really doesn't need to do. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but it just seems like common sense to me.
So. And couldn't we assume that there's no meeting on that Tuesday unless you notify, because like you notified us about this one here, and just kind of do the reverse?
Yeah, so if we don't have a regularly scheduled meeting, so that's not the municipal code where we must, you know, meet at certain frames, and then we could just have it as a tentative block time. Generally speaking, if we are going to schedule, if we receive a request, we would schedule them on these dates. That would make it easier from a scheduling perspective, and then we wouldn't need to notice cancellations because we only call them on
us. Because usually you have notice ahead of time. But if there's something special that comes up, I mean, I'm sure we're all can make, you know, make arrangements
for a combination of that. And then your thoughts in terms of appointment for your terms, do you have any concerns in terms of those types of parameters as we move forward? You would be comfortable with setting them in a four-year rotation?
The one thing I would bring up is under the old civil service, the appointments were made on different years, so it gave the kind of the board an ability not to be overly influenced by political ideas or agendas. I would like to see that continue, if possible. Like, maybe an appointment every 2 years, but for 4 years is fine. I think that's great.
Yes. Okay.
And I think, my point, and I agree with you, I think 4 years is a good term. I think it should be staggered so that we all won't go off on the same time.
Right. You don't always have a new board.
A certain day we all disappear. But if we could stagger it, I think that would be interesting. And I agree with Dennis that we need to sort of be different to the same terms as the commissions, I mean, as the council people, so that we don't get caught up in that political thing. Because if you get into the mayor's election, he want to come in, maybe he want to reappoint everyone who is no longer on the committed term. So I think it should be staggered, but 4 years seems fair enough.
Okay. So probably for the first rotation, we'll do kind of staggered, like a portion of you would be a 2 year term and a portion of a 4 year term, so we can set up those rotations.
Yeah, to begin. Well, and then begin 4 years after that.
Okay. All right.
I think we're in a fortunate position right now because none of the commissioners are politically
No.
So that's a good thing. We're all neutral. It's a very good thing.
And then in terms of establishing, so to avoid the conflict that we have at this point in time is when we do have a special meeting of the Personnel Commission, do you have any thoughts in terms of days of the week that would potentially work? One of the things that we talked about is simply moving to the second and fourth Wednesday of the month versus the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. But Commissioner Staden mentioned, generally speaking, maybe Wednesdays aren't the best day, so maybe some discussion about what other alternatives might be a workable time frame if we kind of set as a tentative.
I've got locked into Tuesdays because what I do is schedule all my other schedules around Tuesday.
Sure.
Is that so I would rather see Tuesday. It doesn't have to be the second, third, or second, or fourth. If we could do alternate to the water, if the water is meeting, but they
meet. So I'll tell you why the water board moved their meeting. The water board moved their meeting because the first and third Tuesdays of the month are the day preceding city council meetings.
Right, okay.
And the city manager has director level meetings that day. And the water board wanted to make sure that their representative, their general manager, could attend those meetings. I would assume you may want to make sure your representative could attend those meetings as well. And they do directly conflict. So that's why they moved their meeting. So if you did move your meeting to the first and third Tuesdays, that would probably create a scheduling conflict for your staff. Although I don't want to speak for the fact that you did.
That would be our conflict. Another alternative is possibly a different time of day on Tuesdays. That would be something else versus first thing in the morning. We could do something later. But sometimes that gets more difficult as your day progresses. We can certainly keep the Tuesday rotation as a general because we'd be scheduling, and then you're not necessarily scheduling your hearing on those days. You're choosing a time collective to schedule the hearing, so that's another alternative. Because really, those are the only matters that are coming before you. So that potentially could be a major conflict. But if we continue with the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, it will always be in conflict with water. Possibly would Thursdays work as a general group?
How would that work for you? Because, yeah, as Steve said, you're a very important part of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I couldn't, so I would have the same conflict that the director of the water department has on the first and third Tuesday of the month. I'll have to be at those meetings. So if we did it on the first and third, it would have to be later in the day. Oh. Just like if we were going to move it on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, we'd have to do it a little bit later to avoid the conflict with the water board, or earlier.
They meet every Tuesday.
They meet twice monthly, just like us currently, which is the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
And they start at 9:30.
They start at 9:30, so that would be another alternative, as this commission could start earlier.
8 or 9, 8:30.
Right. Because, again, that would, generally speaking, we're doing a scheduling, and then you're choosing the date of your hearing to end.
8:30 would clear up 99% of your problems.
I could do it.
Would that be something that would be workable then?
Mm-hmm.
That we would shift as a general rule, stay with the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, 8:30 versus 9 o'clock start time when we have a special meeting. But all of our meetings moving forward, if we make this change in the municipal code, be special meetings.
That's a good idea. They just stay in California for the week.
We always have the option if it's not really working after, you know, we can adjust again.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. Again, like I said, these really, if we're moving in this direction,
yeah,
all of our meetings are special meetings, so there's nothing really that's a lock in stone.
But
do you have any other thoughts or concerns as we move in this direction? I do want you to be aware that over the next months, in the month of February, both the first meeting in February, the 7th, and the 21st is when the bulk of the changes relative to our boards and commissions are going to come before council. They're going to be dividing them into half because there are so many of them. We've got 23 boards and commissions right now. Council has given this direction to consolidate to the degree possible, so we're going to be bringing before them some considerations to do some possible consolidations. In some cases, we have particular boards that are not necessary anymore under our current structure, so those will be proposing to dissolve. So I just wanted you to be aware that those are coming forward. The personnel commissions, we've really done the bulk of the work on that, but there's going to be just some fine-tuning, and it will be specific to these issues that we talked about today. So, but if you have any questions as we move in this direction, please let us know. This will involve every single board and commission that we have in the city. So that includes the Parks and Recreation Commission, the Water Board, similar situation to the Personnel Commission. They're in the charter, so it's really just refining and defining some of those specifics on meeting requirements and the like for them. So, any questions?
We came to kind of a conclusion here.
Beautiful. That may, I love that.
Results.
Very speedy.
we like to be easier.
Only half. You can definitely use it.
That's necessary.
Yes.
But fair. Always. Okay.
So 8:30.
8:30. Moving forward.
Second.
Second and fourth, just like we are now.
Okay.
And you'll notify us if we're going to have a meeting.
Yes.
Except for the next one.
You would not receive cancellation notices provided we move in this direction and we make the municipal code update. So right. For the time being, you'll continue getting your meeting cancellations. But.
Okay, and our next item here is item A5, Personnel Commission meeting schedule, which I think we talked
kind of
about.
We did a combined discussion, so.
See how efficient this board is. You tell them about it.
I don't know.
Okay, our next item is item A6, closed session. I know we don't have any closed session items. Or I thought we did.
No, you did not.
I'm assuming. Okay, our next item is item A7, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of February 13th, yep. 2018. If I can have that motion?
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. I never wait for a